Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Cameron Brown, reporting from the comfort of my home about the topic of minimum wage in Dayton, Ohio. Minimum wage is currently $7.25 in the state of Ohio, and with this increase in minimum wage, it could potentially help out families in the state. It has proven over the years that the increase of minimum wage has increased employment as well. For example, according to the Ohio Labor Market Information website about employment, since 1990 to 2014, employment has increased from 4,882,300 to about 5,330,700. Minimum wage has increased from 25 cents to about $7.25 over that time period, which is a great jump, but now it's time for minimum wage to be increased once again. I am here with my father, who has the experience of both being an employer and an employee. I asked him about his career so far.
My name is Ray Wilcoxon. I am the owner of Wilcoxon Construction. I have employed as many as 30 people at one time. I've worked for other people for wages, and I have a unique perspective on the minimum wage.
Later on, I go in to ask him how minimum wage has affected him in a positive or negative way.
Because of my skill set, I've never made minimum wage since I was a kid in high school.
Afterwards, I ask how minimum wage has affected his small business.
Minimum wage really hasn't affected me because I always paid more than what minimum wage was. The type of work we do requires people to have a certain amount of skill, and that means it garners a higher rate. So I've never paid anyone minimum wage. They've always made more than minimum wage.
To add on information given to me by the United States Department of Labor about small businesses, a survey was given to small business owners, which 3 to 5 business owners with employees support a gradual increase in minimum wage to $12. The survey also says small business owners say that the increase in their pay will put more in the pockets of low-wage workers who spend it on essentials. I then ask later on, with the increase of minimum wage, did he have to lay off any workers?
Because of the fluctuation of minimum wage never has really affected my business in that respect. When the minimum wage went up from $5.75 or $5.85 to $7.25, I was already paying my crew $25 an hour. So it didn't affect us at all.
I also would like to add that the increase of minimum wage has little to no effect on the employment, as shown in an independent study from economists across the country. Academic research also has shown that higher wages sharply reduce employment turnover, which can reduce employment and training costs. I finish off the interview asking him about the increase of minimum wage and how it affects the economy.
I'm not a big proponent of increasing the minimum wage. Not that I don't think people need more money, but what I've seen over the past is every time you raise the minimum wage, you raise the price of goods and services. And so what is intended to happen is to put more money into the lower economically challenged people's pockets. Doesn't really happen because the goods and services they pay for also rise, and it rises at a rate higher than which the minimum wage was. Therefore, they still don't have enough money. A minimum wage increase would not do very well unless you freeze the prices of goods and services, which you're not going to do.
Well, I think that wraps things up. I think we got all our questions asked, but one thing I would like to know more about is how the increase of minimum wage would affect not only a small business, but a larger company or corporation. This is Cameron Brown, signing off.